Sunday, March 7th, 2021, 5:40 a.m. I'm working on my Empowered Women panel. I'm redoing the hand and the gun and trying to see if I can get that to work better in my mind. So we'll see how that works out. And let me sit down over here. Oop, oop, oop. Yeah. There we go. So I slept pretty good last night. I didn't wake up like I did yesterday at 1:30 when my wife woke me up in her sleep. today I woke up, I slept almost 6 hours, which is good. I feel pretty good. Yeah, so now I've got to work on the toilet. The toilet in our bathroom is the wax seal's leaking, which I'm surprised to see. So that's going to be another take the toilet apart and put it back together thing. And I guess I'll do that today. I got to go down to either Home Depot or Lowe's and pick up the stuff I need to do that. And when I put together the bathroom, it was because I had to redo my bathroom at one point, which led to me redoing the bedroom. So what happened was is that the previous owner had installed a fiberglass shower in there. And he did a crappy job, used the wrong kind of drain pipes. It was always clogging up, and it was, I don't know if it was leaking or if something had been leaking before that, because when I ripped it all out, there was all sorts of dry rot in the floor, and it went under the wall toward the bedroom. So I decided, okay, let me do the bedroom now so I can insulate the bedroom and take it. So I tore everything down to the framework of the house. The sheetrock went out and everything. Redid the electrical wiring, redid the telephone wire. So everything's redone in that room. But when we bought the house, it's situated next to a creek, okay, or kind of a dry creek, and basically it's drainage for everybody above the hill from me. And I knew it when I bought it, which is why I didn't pay anywhere near the full price that the owner was asking. So the east end of the house on the side where the creek is, it was noticeably lower. You can walk towards that end of the house, and oh yeah, at one point you're going down about 2 inches in elevation. So, but as it turns out, I was able to find a contractor whose specialty was just to raise foundations. Without permit process, because there was no construction involved. All he did was pump. It was called grout intrusion. So a cement clay mix that was pumped into the ground underneath the house to raise up the land and stabilize it. And so far, and that was shortly after we moved in, which was in 1985, and it's pretty much held up. And my neighbor next to the east of me said that, yeah, the people that lived here before, they weren't really too concerned with the creek water buildup. And he remembered water right up to the foundation of the house. So I made sure that the drainage was always clear and that the water wouldn't do that anymore. But according to the man that did the grout intrusion, I really wouldn't have to worry about that, because it's supposedly like a rock underneath my house now. Like I'm on a foundation of rock. So yeah, and I looked at it, and I've looked at it over the years, and kept a real good eye on it, and measured stuff and what have you. And yeah, it hasn't settled anymore. So we're good. Anyway, so that end of the house is still not 100% level from what I'm thinking, because when I redid the bathroom, the toilet, and I'm really not sure if it was something I did or if it's that, but it's just at a slight incline, okay? And so maybe that had something to do with it. I was able to deal with that by putting shims under the toilet and caulking around it, and everything was good. So maybe that had something to do with the wax seal going out, or maybe it's just because of, you know, they just go out. Who knows? So anyway, I got to deal with that today, and that should be interesting. It could turn into a 2-day project, depending. So the leak's not that bad. I told the wife, we'll keep a towel there. If you in the middle of the night, if you need to use the restroom, just use it, and just make sure any water that gets that leaks out, just go ahead and mop it up with that towel. Just leave the towel there. Anyway, so that should be interesting. And I, like I said, I'm starting to redraw this hand and gun. And so let me get at it, and because I'm wasting time talking here. And things, you know, there's always something to get in the way of painting. Always. That's why I'm a Sunday painter. You know, if I was a professional painter making money off this and making $100,000 off each of my paintings, or $150,000, I just call a contractor and have him come do it for me. But anyway, I'm not, so I have to be my own contractor. So, talk to you in a bit. Okay, 12 noon. Yeah, after everything that I have to do today, this is it for today. So have a good one.